May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is the second week of Advent, a week we look with peace to the coming of Jesus. And yet we look out into the world and there is so much that does not feel peaceful or peace-filled. And we know that it often feels like there is a kind of violence or a kind of struggle, internally or externally, in the seeking of peace. There are often so many barriers that keep peace from making its home in us. Yet the longing is there. Last week, we were reminded that hope is still here. And thankfully, we can trust that promise of peace is here too. So we need to look at both our first reading and the Gospel of Luke to turn our eyes toward the one who is the promise maker and the promise fulfiller. But since this is still Advent and not Christmas, all has not been fulfilled. From Malachi, we hear these words: "See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." He is coming, but Malachi does not make it seem like this will be an easy thing or a peaceful thing. He goes on to say, "But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap." This does not sound enjoyable or look forward to a bowl at all. I thought we were waiting for peace, not to be scrubbed and refined and left raw and exposed. Except we seem to spend much of our lives fighting so hard against all of those things. I wonder if we fear this refining because we think it would bring destruction, not construction or reconstruction. Or do we fear it will bring death, not life? So maybe we do need to see it from a new perspective, even as we read how the prophecy is being fulfilled as John the Baptist cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Well, I guess I should confess that this is the first time that I have ever read these words as they were actually written. "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Somehow I always thought the cry was to make my path straight, and that was Jesus's job. But this message is to prepare Christ's way, to make straight Christ's path. So what might that mean if it's Christ's path that isn't straight? What if the path we are longing for Christ to walk feels rather bumpy? Or what if the path has so many blockages and detours that it could feel that even Christ couldn't have a hope of getting through? Should we be afraid in the call to make such a path straight? My first inclination would be say, yes, be very afraid. But then fear has been the very thing that has kept the path bumpy, the walls of division up, the hindrance of acceptance and love of self and others, and the blockage that has kept peace from flowing like a river. So maybe a scrubbing or a refining or a releasing is the only possible way that a path could be made straight. And maybe instead of fear, there is a possibility of expectation, of new imagination, of wonder, where justice reigns and love does conquer all, where care of creation is so automatic that climate change becomes more beauty upon beauty, not more disaster upon disaster, where care of God's creatures becomes more beloved upon beloved, not more bruised upon battered. Oh, how the world longs for such a time. And this is the longing of Advent, and may it come quickly but how? If we still need to make Christ's way straight, does that mean he is not here yet? Well, yes and no. It's the not yet here that brings the longing. But it's the already here that makes making the path straight possible. We are not alone in the work. We are not alone when we seek to do our healing work of refining and repenting. We are not alone when the church seeks to do its healing work of scrubbing and releasing. And so maybe I wasn't totally wrong when I thought it was to make my path straight and our path straight, and to let it be Jesus who still does the work. We as individuals and we as a church have gotten ourselves all twisted and tangled up. We as individuals and a church have gotten ourselves into messes. And we have been messed up by other individuals and the church. And so we ourselves walk bumpy paths. We put walls up. We deny love and acceptance, and we ourselves have blocked peace from flowing in and flowing out. And so it can feel impossible, but if we imagine that the one whom we long for has already come, we need not be afraid. We are not alone, for Christ is already here. But we are also not alone, for there is a great cloud of witnesses who have walked this path before us, and who walk this path with us now. And I know it's not often that we want to turn to Paul for words of hope and encouragement, but I think Paul's letter to the Philippians is as needed today as it was when it was written. This correspondence was meant to be read not as a private letter, but a letter read out loud to the congregation. It is a pastoral letter from one who loves the hearers dearly and longs to be with them. And it is from one who knows this arduous work of making the path straight. Yes, these words were intended to a community in Philippi a long time ago, but I think God's Spirit does still speak as we hear the words today. My friends, I can hear Paul saying, I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing of the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It seems the work of refining and making the path straight has been the work since the beginning, and so is the work of loving and being loved. And this is my prayer, he goes on to say, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, for the glory and praise of God. Pure and blameless seems a lot like a path that is free from obstacles that keeps peace from flowing, and a path that shines with the glory and the praise of God will be a wonder to behold. So friends, I think this is my prayer for us as well here at St. Paul's, that we will do the hard but beautiful work of allowing ourselves to walk through the refiner's fire, that we will open our hearts to a little scrubbing and a little widening, that we will rest in the arms of the one who knows our every fear, and we will walk with the one who has set the path before us. This Advent, may we wait in peace for the coming of our Savior. And may we walk in peace with the one who helps us to prepare. Amen.